are back. You are listening to Davins. And on the break, you were listening to a comedian and actually a very talented musician, Paul Vanier. Those two songs were Evil and Love Me Tonight. And then we came into Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. I wonder if there's a message. I wonder if we're going for a theme.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm saying nothing. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. Of course, we want to thank Jeff from Goldberg's Bagels
yes.
and Kosher
yes.
Style Deli.
Thank you so much.
For being a Joe's tag team partner and solving the ISIS
and
problem.
And being a very loyal sponsor and have a great place. The food is so good.
And thank you for having your daughter sit in and listen to this filth. We really appreciate that, Jeff.
We weren't filthy tonight. We weren't filthy tonight.
It wasn't actually Disney Radio either.
We're not Disney. Done yet. It's early.
Well, that's true. There's plenty of time for filth. Let's do a little Scam Busters.
All right.
Keep this a little shorter tonight, because I got stuff I need to get to. All right, that's enough of that.
Right. 2 seconds.
No, we got
shortest
to,
ever.
We've been doing the extended version of late,
but we
got a lot to get to tonight. Usually in the Scam Buster segment, I do the Ann Jackson stuff, or we do the Ann Jackson stuff. I should say, not going to do that tonight.
Oh, hold on. Terrible buzz. Oh, now it's gone. It was putting the headphones on top of your keyboard. It did not like that at all.
All right. Terrible buzz. Things Joe wakes up to after a night at the compound. All right. So last week, right after the show, I open up my email account, my AOL account, if you will, and there's a message in there. It's an email from Delta Airlines saying my ticket was confirmed.
Oh, God.
Immediately, Joe was thrilled because he thought I was leaving someplace and hoping the plane would crash.
he was throwing huge bottles of liquid in your luggage.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe Joe bought me a ticket.
Well, now.
Here was the problem, though. I had not ordered a ticket recently, although I had been looking to purchase one. So I had been perusing the sites, Delta one of them,
okay,
to buy a ticket. The email said it was from Delta Air.
Okay.
When I opened up for my details, it said it was, this was the email address, login@gellair, gellair.com.
Hmm.
That's what, but it says Delta Airlines when it shows up.
Yeah.
So it looks legit.
DeltaAirlines.com or?
It says from Delta Air, which is how they put
Delta
their email.
Delta Air. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So here's the body of the email. Hello. No name. Just hello.
Hello, no name.
Electronic ticket E to ET. And then it has the number for my electronic ticket. Seat 53A, Zone 1. Date October 27th, 2014, 11:15 p.m. Arriving, Tucson. First of all, nobody wants to go to Tucson.
Sorry, Tucson listeners.
But apparently, I'm only going one way, and
thanks
I want to stay.
Thanks for getting us out of that market.
No, I'm here to help. Form of payment, CC, which stands for credit card, or CC Sabathia. Maybe he's picking up the tab.
Nice boy.
Have a picture of the Yankees. He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, so. Thanks, CC.
Mad
props.
CC.
Total price, $234.45, USD. Standard. Reference, I got an EF number, street, I don't know, bag, one piece. Okay.
Okay.
It says, your bought ticket is attached. To use your ticket, you should print.
Uh-huh.
So it's prompting me
to open that file.
Right. Now, you don't always have to do that when you get. You can get a print out a ticket there.
Yeah.
And usually if you do it, you can do it with like 24 hours ahead of time.
They have e-ticket kiosks right there
right.
next to the real people that do it.
But still, pretty legit.
Yeah, so it sounds it.
So I did, fortunately, because we do all the scamming stuff.
Yes.
And another fortunate thing, you weren't going anywhere neither. You weren't going anywhere.
No. No, you're right.
Someplace.
But I'm thinking my credit card's been stolen.
Right.
I didn't book Tucson because, I didn't. But
did he work out there?
There is. I think there's laughs in Tucson.
See, you can put something together.
We got the place they didn't want.
And we know not to rent the car too far.
Joe will be in 53B. all of you terrorists.
Joe, you didn't get the email. You're not going to?
We wound up doing the gig, finding the gig because we got scammed and we have to go. We got to go there.
All the price for tickets, not bad. Much more expensive on the internet.
Well, the money's shit, but we got scammed at the ticket. We got to do the show.
Nobody's happy now.
We're doing a mic in Tucson because we got scammed with tickets.
I'm going to go to spite these scammers.
And I go back to my cultural Jewish reference. Hey, you got a ticket. Got to go.
You're a little anti-Semitic.
A little?
So Gelair, so I did a little research the other day. Gelair is some Canadian site and claims to be located in Mount Joly in Quebec, Canada. Now, the email...
Mount Joly in the Joly, Canada?
Joly?
Joly?
The email that was sent to me was an email address that I don't really use for Delta.
Huh.
So that kind of struck me as a little weird.
Yes.
Like I said, I didn't buy a ticket for
Now, you've flown Delta before, right?
I fly Delta, and I was just looking on their
site.
I'm a member of their program.
All right.
You know, the miles.
But he doesn't use that email with them.
This was my AOL account, and I'm pretty sure, and I get all my Delta emails from my Yahoo account.
Okay, yeah. Very good. All right.
So, but most people don't have, a lot of people don't have multiple email accounts.
I have multiple emails for different things.
Yeah, and for different reasons than me.
Even if you
do. Yeah, right, but even if you do fly Delta and it comes in on Yahoo and you get it on AOL, you're like, what the hell?
If it came in on Yahoo, I would have been concerned, but it would have been a little less fishy.
Right.
Yeah, and Trucker Tom says, well, if you go, you can rent the car, but just don't let Joe drive.
This point we've
taken.
And hello, Trucker
Joe will
Tom.
Get us there, but the points will be racked up in the process.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking mileage points either.
No.
So like I said, I did not open the attachment. That comes up from my wife. You know, where she's like, if you don't know who it's from, you don't open up the attachment.
Yes.
But, you know, plenty of other folks do open the attachments and everything. So I thought maybe my credit card was stolen. So I called Delta, and it turns out they're getting a lot of these calls.
Oh.
So my credit information was not stolen, as it turns out. And I'm not being charged for the ticket, so I don't have to go to Tucson, Joe.
Yay.
No open mic for us. Now, if I open the attachment, here's the danger of opening up attachments. I might have downloaded malware.
Right.
Which could mess up my computer or enable somebody to hack me, which get personal information like credit cards and, you know, banking information, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So actually somebody emailed me that they got something from a different airline about a year ago, similar. I just thought it was very interesting because it was a very well done scam.
Sometimes they're really like banks, bank emails, but I haven't heard of an airline one, but they look really like the real McCoy. And then that's what the thing is. They always try to lead you to open up a file, and then you've got a virus or spyware galore.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I got one today at work. One of my customers sent me under his.
You got my penis? I was hoping you would open it up.
That was a hell of a picture.
Thank you.
With a carving knife at this point. But anyway.
It's so big you're going to need a carving knife. Thank you, Joe, for realizing.
Yeah. To enjoy every bite.
But it, you know.
Oh! Yum.
But
that will not be on the Goldberg Deli list. That will not be a special.
No.
They do have tongue. They do have brisket. They do have pastrami. They do not have the other.
They do not have hunk of Goldblatt. No.
Goldblatt.
Goldblatt.
Rosenblatt.
I just made that up. I just put their names together.
Anyway, go on, Joe. Tell us about your email.
So anyway, my emails during the day are like a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And we get a lot of orders that are coming in and stuff like that. And there's some that just say to our general thing. And then there was one from a customer that I usually email. So you must look at this.
Right.
Now, I get a lot of stuff like that, especially from some of the salesmen. Now, I could get anything from an order to diagrams I have to look to price out heat tape and stuff like that. And I went to open it because it's legitimate from a customer. I'm at work. This guy needs me to look at something.
It's an offender.
Yeah, we have a lot of anti-spam stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the anti-spam, I just jumped all over it.
Oh, wow.
And I deleted it and got rid of it and
You're
stuff like that.
But run away!
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to have that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, because it just jammed right in there, and warning to get rid of it. But it's just amazing, especially during if you're home, you're going. I've got a phone ringing every 2 seconds on my ear. I got my boss there. I got this and that. Now, and I'm watching everything come in, and I've got quotes I'm waiting to come back. So when I see something from a customer, and I see you're up to your ass with stuff.
Yes.
It's like, what the hell does
they're
want?
They're banking on you being lax for just a few moments
or distracted.
Yeah, but it's
well,
not,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's not like it's so and so from where. It's like, oh, for Christ's sake, what does he want? Because you're in the middle of nine things and you're trying to get things done. And that's, and thank God, well, our place, my IT guy is very good with the anti-spamming stuff. So, it got caught. But,
all right. Let's go on to the main event.
The main event.
The main event for tonight. Let's play our theme music. Yeah. All right. No, but he'll want to. You know, there'll be other stuff. You know, music and whatnot, add-ins he can listen to. Talking about Jeff, of course. All right. So, of course, we're dealing with my girlfriend Belinda. I want to do a little background tonight.
Yes, yes.
A few facts about this. First contact was made in June of 2012.
Wow.
First, we are in the midst of a 10-month relationship with an alleged scammer while no money has exchanged hands at this point. So 10 months of their time. We've communicated with this person in 5 mediums: email,
yes,
Facebook chat, okay, Yahoo chat, phone, and video chat.
Wow, yes.
Yes. This character we were talking to has gone by at least 3 names: Agnes, Belinda, and Prisca.
Prisca.
That's her real name.
That part.
That's her real
name. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her real name. I personally have spoken to her as 2 characters, myself and William Tuttle.
Ta-ta-ta.
We've also had Pip Helix try and make contact as my attorney's horny receptionist, Rosa.
Yes.
Who was,
she didn't like me.
Trying to steal me away. And hard luck guy, Scott Walker.
And who nobody apparently liked.
Scott Walker.
I know. What a milquetoast character I came up with. Wow. Nobody liked him. No play.
Joe has spoken to Belinda's looking for love friend Mavis Mills.
Yes.
Belinda and Mavis have been best friends from England to sure, good friends in Ghana to barely knowing each other in Ghana to link to each other in numerous fake Facebook profiles.
Yeah. They're confused.
Mavis has referred to herself as Mavis and Rita, to which Joe called her Senorita in an awful poem.
That's right.
And also there was a mention to Rita, last week. When we were talking about friends, I think friends.
Well, Rita has been a friend. That's right. Rita has been a friend of Belinda.
Which means that they might have been together.
Right.
Because she tripped up with me saying that her name was Rita when it was supposed to be Mavis.
Yes.
That one time.
I have spoken to Mavis via email and video chat.
Mavis was also mentioned as, wasn't she called Mabel?
Yeah, she might have been Mabel.
Mabel.
Well, yeah, somebody screwed up. Yes.
I've had 5 religious beliefs during the course of this bit.
Yes, yes.
I've been an extremely religious Christian.
Yes.
Which did not work out well initially, the first contact. I was a not-so-religious Christian.
Yes.
I then converted to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
I've converted in black. I've used black magic.
Yes.
And at present, I'm agnostic. I've been a comedian,
yes,
a porn writer,
yes,
tied in with hitmen, and an informant to the FBI.
Yes.
Agnes has revealed herself as Belinda and showed her real face the day before the money was supposed
to
arrive.
You forgot raging alcoholic.
I have not.
Oh, sorry.
She's asked for money for airtime on her phone, schooling for her daughter, schooling for herself. I think orphans, too, at one point.
Yes, orphans.
I'm sure there's some other ones. Joe might be more.
Malmart laptop.
Well, yeah, that wasn't money, but yes, a Malmart laptop. You're absolutely right. We have been madly in love to the point where she wanted a wedding ring, to currently where she's tried to break up with me, although that's not the first time.
And we were trying to get a sweater from her.
That's true. No, socks.
Socks.
Red socks.
Red socks.
Red socks. Good point, Joe. I've had addictions to alcohol.
Thank you.
And a penchant for getting into brawls at comedy clubs.
Yes.
And not practicing good gun safety.
No, definitely. And TVs can talk about that.
Yes. I've been known
you
to
You also
shoot.
Lost your family in a storm.
I did lose my family in a storm and Hurricane Sandy, as a matter of fact. Fortunately, I found them. And also, let's not forget, during the course of this 10 months, there's been times when I've been suicidal.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a tumultuous 10 months.
Jesus Christ.
So we talked to Belinda last week on May 11th and May 16th. May 11th, Joe and I believe we found a more sympathetic Belinda to what we'd been encountering.
Yeah.
But not our girl. We didn't think it was our girl, but a more sympathetic person playing Belinda.
Yes.
The warmer, softer side of Sears?
Warmer than what we've been getting.
Okay, because we've been getting a pretty cold matter of fact. Where's the money, honey?
There's been another one. Alternate to her.
Wow. Okay.
There's been several, we believe.
Okay.
May 16th, she tried to break up with me.
Yes.
Well, you weren't here for that, but she tried to break up with me. She wanted outskis.
I knew that.
She said this relationship was not benefiting either one of us, to which she was wrong. We clearly have benefited.
Yes.
Sounds like my car ride on Sunday.
Have you been talking to my gal?
Turn around, Mavis. Turn around.
Now, she wanted to end it right there. I asked Joe, I go, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
And Joe said, he threw up his hands, go, I guess you got to ask how much money, what's it going to take to keep you around?
Right.
Which would put us on the fast forward clock to Endgame.
Yes.
Because once you send the money and don't send the money, there's only so many mix-ups at the Western Union you could go with.
Yeah.
But Joe was absolutely right in that response, and that a lot of victims probably go, I got to keep this girl around. I love her.
Yep.
How much do you need?
Well, that's what this kind of recent chat is pointing towards, is like, look, we got to see some money or else I'm going to leave. And you, supposedly desperate fake Davin, we're going to cave to that.
Now, I want to add to that. Basically, yeah, he got called in the car. But Davin, you want to explain when this exactly happened?
Well, I was getting to that.
Okay.
I was getting to that. So that was the move, an irrational move, that most victims would go.
Yes.
However, Joe and I were engaged at the time of this Facebook chat was going down.
I'm sorry, you and Joe got engaged?
Well, yes. Sort I gave of. Joe the ring he asked for. He gave me a watch. We're very happy together.
You guys running off to Tucson and you didn't tell me?
Well, you're invited. Sorry. Anyway.
I went off to Jersey.
It so happened Joe and I were doing a morning show in Long Island at the time.
Oh.
Joe and I were doing drive time radio in Long Island.
Right.
So I said I couldn't talk. I'm doing radio right now.
That's right.
And Joe loved that move.
We were doing the drive time show.
Right. I remember.
You know, and this is when he got this. As we were starting to do it. And as we, I told him at the last minute the lead story that we were going to prep to do suddenly was a hoax. Which is kind of
right.
Fun when you prep for something and suddenly you're not doing it. Really sucks. So that's where...
Welcome to my world, stupid. At least you had somebody on your side.
Yeah, that's true.
So Joe was very impressed with that.
Okay.
I asked her if I could call her tomorrow. She would not commit to that. I asked her if she still loved me. She said she's not going to answer that.
Mm.
The chat felt, for the most part, I was DOA.
Right.
I asked Joe if he thought I would get the phone call. Joe, showing a little bit of belief in fake Davin, and said I would get the phone call,
mm-hmm.
but I was going to have to work up for it.
It would take a whole another mountain to climb. He climbed the other mountain. Now he's down at down in the valley. He might get it. I'm not going to say he's not, but he's got a hill to climb.
Yeah, he's
and
pretty
one
much
hell of a one too.
He's pretty much pushing a raisin uphill with his nose.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen, Pip?
I don't know, because I think that the, I'm sorry, I'm distracted by Tucson, Trucker Tommy said, I almost call him Tucson Tom.
That'll learn you.
Because he said, you didn't hear, Pip? Tucson is the latest fad in gay marriage. Okay.
Oh, Tom.
Oh,
it's a one-way ticket because we're staying.
Finally, we can be ourselves.
We're going to put down roots. Ours.
Oh.
All right. So what do you think's going to happen?
I'm not really sure, because I'm thinking that, well, first of all, from previous experience, I know that Davin, not fake Davin, real Davin, would not be quite so cocky if he had gotten shot down.
That's not true. It could flame out spectacularly.
No. I'm feeling the ice. I'll show them. I'm going to.
You're feeling
past,
smug, Davin.
I'm feeling smug, Davin. Smug, real Davin. I'm thinking that
you're like
I'm defying the expectations of the chat. I'm feeling that off.
I do not like your low opinion of me. As I've stated before,
are you new?
I don't care what you think about me. Look at you.
Are you?
Yeah, you can't even shoot a tissue into a wastebasket. I care what you think.
Yeah, are you new here?
Yeah. All right. So you think? Do you think I can keep this going, or you think this flames out?
No, I'm thinking that it's going to keep going.
Do I get a phone call, or am I going to have to work up to it?
Working up to it.
All right. So we're on May 17th. Jeff, if you would like to share an earplug with Pip, May 17th.
Oh, you know. Take mine.
Well, you both need to hear it. Oh. And yours don't go that way, unfortunately. You don't have the earbuds, Joe.
Oh.
Your ears don't go that way.
Yeah. So I will play to you what transpired on May 17th.
Okay.
Belinda's been very hostile to me.
Hello. If you like the caller tunes you're about to hear, press star to copy now.
I've been searching through my life for my love, for my joy. Never looking for the love that I never felt. You came along here to get me.
Hello.
Who's Hi, that? May I please speak to Belinda?
Yes, Belinda speaking.
Hey, Belinda, you know who this is?
No, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Davin.
Oh, really? You said you'd call me and then you have to call me.
I told you I would call you.
Yeah, you said you'd be calling me just a mistake when I was sick, but I didn't hear from you again.
No, I told you I would call you 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. I only got a couple of minutes because my calling card's going to run out.
But I
wanted to talk to you because we're having problems, and I don't want it to be that way.
Okay. What are we talking about now?
What are we talking? Haven't you don't?
Hello.
You don't remember what
hello.
We're? Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Somebody's on.
Hello.
Hello. Belinda.
You have $1.33 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
Hello.
You have 5 minutes remaining for this call.
Tom doesn't think that's the Belinda you spoke to on Skype.
That's absolutely the Belinda.
You have $1.33.
I'll let you know. I know there's going to be much more fun.
You put your change back in.
Ka-king, ka-king, ka-king.
I know.
Stupid's on a payphone.
One more.
Left in America.
One more nickel.
Para español, presione.
I'm trying to use my
please
Spanish.
Please enter your PIN number or press *0 to be... You have $1.33 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now. You have 3 minutes remaining for this call.
Yeah, but Linda quicker than me on the weekend.
It's just not picking up.
Hello.
Hey, I only got 3 minutes now. What happened? The phone disconnected.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Belinda?
Hello.
Belinda, can you hear me?
Yeah. David, I can hear you.
Okay. So,
I'm a little bit busy, so can you call me in 2 hours' time?
I don't know. Why can't we talk now? I only have a minute or two.
I'm cooking for my grandma, so I just have to hurry up.
All right, well, I need to know, do you want to be with me?
Is it?
I said, do you still want to be with me?
Yes, of course, I want to be with you. Why?
Why? Because you've been saying you don't want to be with me.
I know that I don't want to be with you, so please let me just hurry up and finish so that I can focus.
What? Please repeat?
Let me just finish with my grandma's food, and then I'll call you so I will talk.
All right, I'll try to get another calling card. I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, then call me now. 2 hours' time, okay?
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, we got some things to talk about.
Wait.
First of all, Trucker Tom is absolutely wrong. That is my girl.
Okay.
All right, let's not throw the confetti yet.
But Joe, I had it all ready to go.
No.
I think we learned some things.
Well, we didn't. Okay, now the phone number you dialed.
That's my girl.
That's your girl.
That's my girl.
Okay.
They won't have called her on.
Okay, and this is the phone number you've been using.
Same phone number I've been using.
Okay, that might be your girl.
That's my girl.
Okay, but it might not be the person you're talking to now.
Oh, it's clearly not, Joe.
It's not. She has no idea what's going on.
Settle down, Sherlock. We all figured that out.
I'm just trying to emphasize that.
Sure
right.
You are.
No, I am.
No, it's clear. It's clear
she
that the person
no
who
idea.
I had the connection with has not been in the loop
but
yeah. for the past
but
month.
But what I preface, maybe I misunderstood. The whole thing was, would you make contact with the person that you were speaking with, currently talking with?
No, I said Belinda.
Belinda. Well, for all facts and purposes, the person you're talking to now, this new person, is going under the auspices of Belinda. Is that true?
The person who I'm talking to is the girl I video chatted with, who we had a connection, and you could hear, she was genuinely happy to hear my voice.
She was.
Right.
And she was genuinely happy to hear me. She didn't know we were having problems, even though the past month has been a bunch of BS.
But right, but what I'm getting at is this. It's not the current Belinda you're talking to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're trying to make inroads. See, I thought the whole purpose with a call was to make a call, eventually get a call with the Belinda you're talking to.
No, there's multiple Belindas. The purpose is how long can we keep the scamming syndicate going without paying money? That's the whole purpose of this.
But here's the thing is... She did sound really happy to hear from
you. And the day before, whoever I was talking to, probably the dude,
would not
say she loved me. She said, I love you.
And unprompted.
Unprompted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it goes to, I think there was a connection of some sort with this person.
Yeah.
This person did want me to talk to her.
Yeah.
This person did enjoy my company. This person also realized, I screwed up.
All of a sudden, did you hear the screeching of brakes?
Yeah.
When she realized, there's some shit going down I'm not aware of.
Somebody should have told me.
Somebody should have filled me in.
I hate when people change plans at the last minute, Joe.
Wow. Lisa says, where are you going to register? In the chat. I'm not really sure of everything that she was saying to you towards the end. That was a little hard to understand. So when she
it was hard to say, but basically the gist of it was, can I call you in 2 hours because I'm cooking for Grandma?
Yeah, I heard that.
Which immediately happened after I hit her with, we're having problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that, she was fine.
She was like, all of a sudden, shit, she hung up.
Which goes to the point, she needs, who's ever been handling my account, she needs to confer with them.
They got a powwow.
That being said, I think we've established that on some level, she did like talking to me.
Yeah.
Because that sounded genuine to me.
Yeah.
Just like it sounded genuine to me when we heard her laughing on the video chat.
Yes, yes. When she giggled a little, then I was like, it sounds like her now.
Yeah.
I was the video chat girl.
From Catch the Pigeon. That's who she lives with. But we've also established that there are, as we've been surmising, there's multiple people in play.
Oh,
and the face of Belinda, the face, has been written out, because either one of two things we've been guessing on this, either they're afraid that she's getting too attached,
yeah,
or they just want to end it because there's no money coming.
Right. Well, Charu says she had to go confer with her boss.
Yep, of course.
Yeah.
And the boss was not I.
No.
All right, so how do you think I played that?
I'm guessing that you call back.
Okay. But how do you think I played that? Do you think I handled that conversation well?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was right to the point. And then because you got a genuine reaction because she was so surprised.
She was completely taken off guard. Well, which also means that the guys have not mentioned to her that I might call again. And they're probably kicking themselves. Why did we give her Stupid's phone number?
Well, Trucker Tom says she was excited to hear from you. Then why didn't she recognize your voice at first?
Because we haven't talked that much.
Right.
Remember the last time we video chatted was February?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like February or something. And we're talking May now.
Yeah, maybe she's talking to other people, too.
That's very possible.
You know, so she wasn't sure, you know, which New York Jew voice is this I'm talking to?
But I got to think, and I have her Skype account. Like, I see how many contacts she has. So I got to think, she doesn't have any other contacts with this account. So I think I was an experiment that has gone, because remember, I'm
horribly, horribly wrong.
I'm the millionaire who's got the money, who's getting divorced. So they went all in.
Yeah, but I'm being silly, but seriously, how many New Yorkers has she got on the hook that she didn't recognize her voice right away?
You know what? Like I said, it's been months. The connections are not great.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably, you should, I mean, you could, but listen, we talked to Flory all the time, and she never knew who the hell I was. Now, we woke her up in the middle of the night.
Flory didn't know who Flory was. Exactly. She was lost.
But yeah, I mean, there is that. I think she's scamming other people.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm the only one. But I think
I'm glad that you do know that.
But
what do you want to do?
Oh, I'm going to run away to Ghana, Joe. I got the airline ticket. Why not?
You have her phone number. But
yes, I
you
do,
don't
Joe.
Have it. But if you try to contact her, you're going to get by email or how you're corresponding. You're going to get this new person.
Well, let's see what's going on. Mm. I think I've raised the game though.
Because you're going to have to, if you want to keep corresponding with her, you've got to kind of come clean with what's going on.
We'll see what I do, Joe.
Right?
We'll see what I do. That's what makes this a bit fascinating. So then I Facebook chat with Belinda.
Okay.
The one you spoke to on the Belinda.
Who knows, Joe? I'll read the conversation.
And then we can
you make your judgment. Who am I to judge? So she responded May 17th. I understand this is responding to something else that I'd said the day before. I understand, but the hardships I'm going through is too much for me to handle. You called me, right? Joe's eyes are crossed.
No, somebody called you and let you in on something. You got a call, but not from you. You got something to go. You go.
So the girl-
listen. He called me. Stupid, called me. You gotta here. Look.
We're at DEFCON 3.
Yeah, there was a call. There was another call, but it wasn't from you. It was from next hut.
And this guy, he can't fathom that I spoke to the face, that I spoke to the girl.
Right.
He thought he wrote her out. There'd be no more conversations. He's blown. Because clearly she goes, listen, I said 2 hours. Get your ass here. Stop playing checkers. Get that bone out of your nose and get your ass home.
Jesus.
We have a situation, as Pip said, code red. And he can't fathom. You called me, right? I mean, so if there's any doubts.
That the person writing is not the person you just spoke to.
And here's where you threw the thing, because now they're very cut and dry, okay? You are rekindling as to how you've been, how, but this is a problem now, because you've got the old world and the new world colliding.
Yes.
Think about like the way we love and the way things were. And but now you got cut and dry world. Well, you want to know some cuddly, cuddly world and cut and dry world have just met head on.
Yes.
And now they got problems.
They most certainly do.
Yeah, but
Joe, before I go on.
Yes.
Have I raised the game?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
My whole thing is, I'm sorry, sweetie. My whole thing is, it would be nice to backtrack to the old Belinda for old time's sake and see if you could try to rekindle something there.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, the thing was to raise the game.
Yeah.
So we've had phone contact. Let's go. Now I have Facebook.
And like I said, now if these, you know, all cuddly, you know, how far are this new person going to go? Because they got no time for games.
Right,
yeah, and they're not all about the, oh, I love you before they go.
Well, let's see.
Hell's no. Let's see.
I go, I'm completely confused. She goes, why are you confused? I go, shall I call you right now? She goes, give me about 30 minutes. Want to take my bath, just coming from town. 30 minutes. Will you pick up the phone? She goes, yeah, I will. Why not? I go, I don't know. How's your grandmother? She is fine. Thanks for asking. I go, you had not mentioned her in a while, so I was concerned. Do you see her often? She goes, yeah, I do visit her after I send Kasha, the daughter, to school mostly. So they're trying to get back to the old story here. Belinda obviously said, the girl obviously said, listen, I said I was cooking for Granny.
Yeah, somebody ran over there with the old notebook.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot to give this to you.
Wait, we need new lines for the grandmother.
I think we're on page 22 here. That's what the phone call was.
I go, that's very sweet. When was the last time you saw her? She goes, today. I go, how do you feel about me? She goes, I feel I want to be with you if it's going to happen, but it's going to be very difficult. We got a tone now. Now they are backpedaling.
Yeah.
They are backpedaling, which is what I was tasked with doing of keeping this thing going.
Yeah.
So we got that. We got the hard ass in backpedal mode. I go, when has it ever been easy for us? She goes, I know, but what I'm going through now is too much. I go, so you'd rather go through it without me? She goes, the reality is I'm broke, and standing where you are, I know you can't help me financially, and I appreciate that. But what use will it be if you are with me and you can't help me out of my situation? I understand you, but my situation gets worse every day. By the end of this month, I will have no roof over my head. That's how bad it is right now. Now, this is a completely different tone than the girl who was thrilled to talk to me.
Right.
You know, this one, breaking up is still on the table. I go, what?
All of a sudden, what popped in my head was, breaking up is hard, moo-goo.
Funny. I go, instead of writing me, let me call you right now. Why must I wait? She goes, let me log off and take my bath first. Clearly stupid's getting back, hot footed, get back to town. Get back to Granny's house we go.
Or get on the jungle drums and big problems. One more phone call. Big problems.
I go, you make it sound like our relationship is based on money. If I can't help you right now, I'm worthless to you. She goes, have you given me anything before? If it were about money, I would have left and looked for someone who would give me money. But guess what? I'm still here. I can tell you some things on the phone. I can reveal more on Skype.
Oh, you're such a dirty...
You have no idea how hard I am working to bring us together. Remember, I'm an FBI informant.
That's right.
She goes, it will be better for you to call me. Now, remember, yesterday they did not want a phone call.
Right.
We have now raised it to... All right,
we better jump on the phone because I need to know what you know.
Exactly.
Guess who's getting her old job back?
Somebody's going back on the payroll.
You ever get laid off and then get called back in?
Yes.
Yes. We're going to need you to come in on Thursday.
We're going to pick up your option.
So, Joe.
You ever bring an extra person in because it got busy? You know, like,
I say this to my conservative friends, Joe and Jeff. I think now you would have to look at me as a job creator.
I don't have to concede to that. Because she's got to take the phone. If they agree to a phone call, she has to take that call.
And it has to be the right one.
It has to be the right one. It's got to be her.
Yep. All right.
They can't ham and egg it. No, it has to be her.
Right. Oh, Sharu's jumping the gun. She's like, "Will they write porn with you?" And I'm like, "Honey, we're trying to keep these two kids together. Let's not jump the gun.
Sell your role.
Hold on, sweetie.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Sharu. Really, on this show, how dare you, woman?
I know she was rubbing her hands together and making lascivious noises. Stop it, stop it, Sharu.
We have Skype too. She goes, "It'll be better for you to tell me everything on the phone, or it won't get us anywhere. Let me know what you are planning." I go, "It is not that I do not want to. You have no idea the situation I'm in. Do you love me? If you do, then if you do not, then let's just end it at this, as this is no point. This is me to her."
Yeah.
Give them the out. You can go.
Now you're like, "Wait, I was trying so desperately to keep this together, but you can leave me."
I'm reversing the roles.
I know.
I have not had the upper hand for quite some time in this relationship.
And you have the upper hand now, because if it's like, "Well, then just leave." Guess whose phone's going to ring? Yeah, so they got a problem.
Yeah.
They got a problem.
See, Joe, because I don't only cause problems for you.
Well, then go away. You're not going to. Now you got a call. You're a federal case.
Yes.
That's what you are. You're the ISIS of freaking scammer.
Joe would carpet bomb me if he could. She goes, "If you want us to end it, just say it. It's because I'm trying so hard to be with you. And if you don't want it, say it and let me go away." I go, "Don't turn this on me. I tell you I love you all the time. I've tried calling you. I sacrificed everything to be with you." And then cap locks. "Do you love me? Answer it honestly." She goes, "I love you." Which was a complete.
Whoa.
She would not. 24 hours ago, I was not getting "I love you."
Because the game changed.
It certainly did. And who did it? This guy did.
Yes. And that silly woman on the phone who said she loved him. Damn! We're back 30 pages.
Somebody's getting Ray Rice when they get back to the hut. There's another African, well, just African woman in distress.
You want to know something? It's a twofold thing. If she gave, well, yeah, you might be called upstairs, you know, because if she didn't give the phone number, I mean, the phone number, but they knew it with the phone number before.
Yeah.
So if they go, "Oh, I can't believe it." You know it. We did a call and we did a Skype. So don't sit there and tell me, "Why did I give him my phone number?" You were in on, what, two or three calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, if we should have done anything, we should have changed the number or told this new person, well, we changed the number. But maybe the new person goes, "Look, over at this side of the hut, we ain't got time for that stuff." All right? Let them go to hell. You know, not realizing that.
I got the money crunchers over on this side of the hut.
Yeah. No, we got time for phone call. Keep the phone though. Don't worry. Not realizing that stupid's going to become a calling.
I don't think I'm stupid in this situation.
No, you're ingenious, but.
Isolate that.
Yes.
I didn't think I was going to get that after the debacle in the second segment.
I'm calming down about it.
Okay, good. I'm glad. So she goes, "I love you, but I will have to go away if it doesn't work. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It's very hard for me as of now." I go, "Then why have you spent the past month tearing us apart? It is hard for me. I told you I'm returning to porn. Do you think it's because I want to?"
"I'm turning to porn."
And to tell me you will go away and that you love me is especially cruel. People who love each other don't do these things. She goes, "I'm not going away because I don't love you. I'm going away because I can't afford to spend the little money I have on airtime every day, and not because I don't want to be with you. How can I be with you if I don't have airtime?" Now, for them, they're back on task.
Back on track.
I go, "You've done your best."
Sisters, there you go.
I go, "You've done your best this month to tear me away, yet I'm still here. Does that mean nothing to you? I told you, let me help you find a job. Are you willing to work?"
Wait, I found some stuff on Craigslist and on Monster.com.
She goes, "I've been job hunting for some time now, but no luck. What kind of job can you get me? I still want to do my fashion. If you can't do anything about that, then forget about it."
Whoa, picky.
I go, "Can I call you?" So it's okay for me to write porn to get some money for us, but it's not okay for you to work as a typist or to get yourself some money? I go, "You there?" And she goes, "I'm here. We are still talking. How can I go get my bath? I'm going now. I will be back soon." "But I thought you couldn't call me. Why all of a sudden?" I go, "I can't. I shouldn't. But some of us are willing to risk it all for love." She goes, "Are you at home or have you traveled again?" I go, "My next wife will be with me through thick and thin. When things are good and not good, God tests us." Back to the religion.
Oh, boy.
"I'm borrowing a friend's phone. Obviously, I can't be on very long. I'm telling him I'm calling the people I saw last year in Ghana." Remember, I went to Ghana.
Yes.
I will give him a bit of cash and a hand job for the use of his phone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Not only that,
I most certainly did.
And not only that.
And you don't know what that means if your dad asks.
Yeah. And not only that, you're rambling on like a mental patient.
I know.
You really are. She's trying to get a word in edgewise. And I love you. And well, that's great. But I love is more, you know.
Yeah, he's slobbering all over.
Oh,
she's
for
like,
the love
now
of
I
me.
Really need that bath. Oh, my God. Stop.
unclean.
He's slobbering on
you're
me,
driving
buddy.
A stick shift, you know. Now, you know, just get this out. Yeah. You know what, though? She deserves it. This, you know, play hardball with us.
We'll show you. And a hand job. She goes, then how many hours are we going to talk then? We have to clear up every misconception and misunderstanding before we get off the phone.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. They're so used to scamming people, that the lowly people that send money. And I'm sorry. But meanwhile, with dumbbell, people are running around. Folks are ringing off the hook.
He's got a whole team.
You are an asshole.
They can't comprehend what is sitting on the other line in America. They are not equipped for the havoc I've wrought. And there's other people who scam scammers and do absurd. But I got the team working. They can't. This is out of the realm.
The phone is ringing. There's two people checking a notebook. Fact checking a notebook. You know, you got.
They got their own people like doing.
Say something. Anything. What am I
telling?
Yeah, I love you, but I need money quickly. Page 25. Oh, is the phone again? Put the phone in here. Stupid.
Matsuhomba, get on fact checking.
So I go. I don't know, Belinda. Stop being a damn hard ass. For the past month, you have tried to make me feel like crap. You have no idea the hell I've been through. And now you tell everything needs to be fixed today? Either you want us to work or you do not. I'm trying, but I can't do it alone. She goes, that's what I'm trying to do. Then be here. Then be happy to hear my voice. Love me.
Oh, how I would bitch slap a guy that said that to me. Be happy to hear my voice.
But you want
to
know something? He's kind of fighting back with their own medicine.
Oh, yeah. No, but still.
You will do that. Yeah, well, you will hear my voice.
Touché, my friend. You will be glad.
Touché, my friend. Good for you. Good for you.
I go, love me and stop trying to push me away because you've done a damn good job of it. I go, I'm a good man and I try to do good things. It does not always work out that way, but I know I deserve love and respect. I know I give love and respect. If that is the type of marriage you want, then we can make it work. If it is not, then just tell me to go to hell and be done with it. No ultimatums, no games.
Oh, my God.
She goes, I'm trying very hard.
get you off the phone. No, yes, no.
But it's not been easy. Things have been falling apart these days. I know you deserve love and respect. I go, yes, I understand. I have not changed, though. You've pulled away and done things to hurt me. All I ever wanted was to be there for you.
And be on your damn Facebook account. Where your friends are.
Slow down.
Oh.
I go, I'm going to let you go. I will call you in 30 minutes. You will either decide if you want me in your life or you do not. You'll end this with me if you do not see a future. If you want a future with me, then we have a lot of work ahead of us. As our relationship has been damaged and we both had a lot of personal hardships in our life. She goes, all I wanted also is to be with you, but my situation is not allowing me to. Things have been very hard. I'm trying really hard. I really am, but it's not my fault. I can't get airtime to be with you, and it's not your fault either, but the situation's really hard. That, I believe, is truthful. I do believe they are dealing with a very hard situation.
Oh, they're going to be in a situation hut in about a moment.
I go, it's not the airtime that pushed me away. She goes, it is, because if I don't get airtime, I will have to close the account, because there is no need. You'll still keep it if I don't have no airtime to open it.
All right, then I'll call.
Stupid. I go, if it was important to you, you would have included me on your real account, and then you would not need this account at all. It is like I'm some dirty secret. Is it because I am white? Remember she said,
oh,
because
snap.
I was black.
Yes.
Is it because I'm American? Is it because I'm dumb? Why? Even me, with all the crap I've going on in my life, never created a Belinda page. It really hurts me, and you just don't care or understand it. Maybe I'm too ugly to be seen with you. Just tell me why. Maybe I'm too old. And this goes back to when she was, you know,
I'm a good Christian man. Why won't you let me into your life?
She goes, look, if you were all those things you say, then it must be you don't really know me. Well, I'm not so sure. Whether you're on this page or the other one, I don't get airtime to open it. You will be there for nothing. I go, no. It will mean even if we do not speak with you, even if I do not speak with you as much as we would like, I am part of your life. I am real instead of some stupid pet.
Ooh.
Now, remember, when we had sexual relations, I was her pet.
Yes. And she enjoyed that.
She enjoyed that very much.
Yeah. I feel dirty now.
I do too. I go, it will mean that at least I am in the same place as my future family one day instead of just kept in some little outhouse like a filthy secret. Now, keep in mind, scamming trick, what the scammers do within days or weeks, they immediately start calling their mark, their wife, their husband.
Right.
They say they love them. They refer to the mark's kids as their daughter. The family thing.
Yeah.
I'm playing their game on them.
That's true. Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom says, things have been falling apart. Wouldn't happen to be her story, would it?
You're right, Tucson Tom. I mean Trucker Tom. She goes, is all this about putting you on that page? If things don't work out, it won't be any good putting you there. I go, no, Belinda. It's about having a real life together. It's about not being the residue of some sick scamming operation and being a real loving couple with real family and real dreams and a real future instead of this bullshit limbo. She goes, the fact of the matter is, if you can't help me with my bad situation, it will be better to go away and leave me alone. I want a man who'll stand by me and take care of me. If you think that is too much to ask, then it will be better to get the fuck out of here and leave me in peace.
Wait, that's her talking?
That's her talking.
Whoa.
This does not sound like the girl I was just talking to on the phone.
No,
that sounds like my bedroom.
And scene.
I see that as a clip next year.
I do too.
2015, I remember that.
Yeah. By the way, Trucker Tom says, I am outraged. Where did I put Sharpton's number?
So I go, when did I ever stop standing by you? Never. You say that because it gives you comfort in ending it with me, but not because it is true. Since we've been together, I've been your biggest cheerleader when you needed it, and compassionate person to console you when things were tough. I've not changed. You have. If all I am is some money ticket, then goodbye and good riddance. It was a tough lesson to learn, but I guess I learned it. You and my wife are right. If I don't have the money, then I am fucking useless. I hear you loud and clear. Just wish you could have told me sooner. Shut up, Joe. I know you're thinking the same thing. She goes, well, if that's what you think, then it's goodbye. You should have told me sooner to get the fuck out of your life so it will save us both the time and money. I go, I'm not the one doing this. You and Phone Belinda should really talk sometime.
Oh, snap!
I like her much better.
Yeah.
Really went fourth wall, huh?
I most certainly did, Joe.
Wow.
That is the girl I fell for, not this crap.
You and Phone Belinda should talk sometime.
You like the move, Joe? Ballsy.
Yeah, it was.
Joe's not thrilled with the move. She goes, I've changed because drastic times calls for drastic measures. I'm telling you again, if you can't help me with my life, then leave me the fuck alone to go away. I go, what do you mean help? Pick up the phone. So after 10 minutes of bliss and hell and everything in between, you end it with not even picking up the phone. I guess in the end, only one of us really wanted to fight to save what we had. She goes, what number did you call with? I go, who the hell cares? I bought a calling card. I don't know what number. It rings up. The numbers are never right because she's seeing my phone.
Yeah.
And we can't have a repeat of Florida where they call my house.
No. The real wife yeah. did not enjoy that.
Yeah. No, so we do the smoke signal. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. Pay no attention to that phone on your caller ID. The numbers are never right. Everybody knows that. Forget it, which is one of their tactics when they don't like something. Forget it.
Yeah.
This is useless. I know who to blame for this whole thing. I know the person. She goes, I was in the shower. I go, oh, are you ready now? Have all your ducks in a row, do ya? She goes, what? Are you going to call or not? I got an expression. Am I calling to save this for you? Am I calling to save this or for you to man up? I will just need a second. That's what I said. Your eyes are bugged out. That's what I said to her.
Oh, okay. I was like, did she say that? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying I want her to man
up.
You
want her to man up. Okay.
She goes, okay. I go, it's not working. I'll try again. She goes, okay. I go, your ringtone sounds like dying cats, LOL. And then here is the phone call. Everybody rushes to their headphones now.
I know.
Joe, blow your nose accordingly, and we'll proceed with proceedings.
Chip, bud.
Yeah.
Untangle thyself.
Just let me play this.
Joe, if you like the color change you're about to hear, press star to copy now.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Using the same word, emoji.
Hello.
Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. Hello.
Why do you keep saying hello? What is
hello.
That?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, baby, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, your mood seems a lot different when I type to you than when we speak on the phone. I mean, you were delightful before. Hello?
Hello?
Belinda?
Hello?
Belinda?
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Are you in a better mood now?
Am I in a better mood now?
Yes.
No.
No? So, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, before you tell me you love me, and now it seems like you hate me. What happened?
The situation was very bad.
What?
My situation is very bad.
Yes, but your situation was the same this morning when we spoke.
I can't hear you.
I said your situation was the same this morning when we were spoken. You were happy to hear from me, and you were sweet. And then I talked to you a few hours later, and you're not.
Hello.
Hello. Hello,
hello. Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Belinda?
That is breaking.
Yeah, how...
Hello.
Why do you keep saying hello? Hello? Speak to me. Talk to me.
The line is breaking. I can't hear you.
Okay. Belinda, tell me what you want to tell me. Talk to me.
Okay. My life is... I have to pay.
Excuse me?
I said my rent has expired and I have to pay, so I'm very, very, very confused.
Oh, okay. It's almost like you have like a couple of different personalities. Like there's different Belindas sometimes. It's very, very confusing.
I have what?
Oh, of course you won. There's no doubt about that. But it's like you're still...
I know you're what you said to
on.
What? I don't hear what you said. What do you think?
I am saying it's very confusing to be with you because it's like you have multiple personalities.
I have multiple personalities.
Sometimes it seems that way. This morning it was...
No,
doesn't seem that way?
Hi there.
I'm here, I'm waiting for you, Belinda. I'm waiting on you. If you want me out of your life, now's your chance to tell me. If you want me gone, tell me right now that you don't love me, like you said this morning, and that you want me out of your life. Now's your chance.
Hello.
David,
how
you doing?
I'm here.
Well, you know, one time you told me, you know, no matter what, we could get through everything together. And I'm fighting for us and everything, but I don't blame you. I know who the person responsible for this is. This person already has blood on their hands. She's already responsible for one death, and now I know since she's gotten involved, our relationship's gone downhill. I know exactly who the target is.
I got you.
I said, I know exactly who to blame for all of this. There's one person who interfered with our relationship and caused problems, and she already has blood on her hands. I know exactly who to send people for. I don't even blame you for this. I know who the one is. What? Excuse me? What?
Who do you think is responsible for our relationship?
Who do I think is responsible?
Yeah, I think you are blaming someone now.
Yes, I know, and this person is responsible for the death of a close friend of mine, and because she interfered in our relationship, we've been having problems ever since then. I know who to blame.
Who is that person?
Mavis Mills. Because of her, my friend Richard killed himself because she lied. I didn't know how much pain she was in, and then she had to butt her nose into our relationship and send you a letter full of lies, and we haven't been the same since. I know exactly who to send people for.
You had it coming.
Mavis Mills, your pal.
Yeah.
How can I forget about Mavis? Because of her, Richard Eldorado is dead. And Mr. Whiskers. I didn't realize how much pain she caused him. I couldn't reach him in time. He wouldn't talk to me. But that's what he left in a suicide note, that it was the final heartbreak because of her. And then she interfered in our relationship, sending you a letter full of lies, and here we are. Who else should I blame?
Just like war. You killed me.
Are you there?
No.
What?
Yeah, I guess I'll be straight now. Let's just forget about
this. You want to what?
It's too late now, so let's just forget about this. Let's just forget about Mavis and move on.
Really? I'm dead,
let's
lady.
Forget about Mavis and move on. You don't even care that my friend is dead?
Well?
Your friend is what?
My friend is dead. He killed himself.
He's dead. What happened?
Who are you yelling at? Who's with you? Is somebody with
you? This is the cause of it.
Is somebody with you?
It's my sister. My sister.
Your husband?
My husband?
My sister. My sister.
Oh, your sister.
Yes.
Thompson.
Well, I mean, I can't forget about somebody. That is the reason.
I never knew about that.
No, of course
you did. This happened.
It happened about 3 weeks ago. I never told you because you got so much stuff going on in your life. But you know what? That's the deal. Because she's got blood on her hands. She sent you a stupid letter that I think you believe. And ever since then, you haven't been the same with me. You know, I've been just like keeping this internalized. But I hate that bitch. And I got people that'll take her out. You know, I've tried to protect you. I've tried to protect your friends. You got no idea who I've been working with, what I've been doing, the trouble I'm in, because I love you. And all this shit is going down. So if you want to be out of my life, that's fine. You can do that. But it isn't because I didn't love you and didn't try to make your life better. You need to know that.
No, I don't want you out of my life. I want you.
Well, you got a funny way of showing it, girl.
I died for the
ball. Oh! What was that?
I know.
You know, I mean, you won't even have me on your regular Facebook page because I'm like some type of stupid pet or something, making me feel like crap like that. You take down all your pictures on the other page. You're schizophrenic. One moment you love me, the next moment you hate me. This is some type of sick, weird thing that's going on. You know, and all I wanted to do was to be there for you and maybe have a family with you and build a better life. But you're just going like off the reservation, and you are friends with some very bad people. You know, I always held you separately, and I tried to help those bad people because I used to talk to Mavis. I thought maybe Mavis would change, but she couldn't change, could she? You tell me to forget about it? I hate that bitch. That's how I really feel. And I don't hate anybody, but I hate her for what she did. For what she did to my friend, for how she lied to him, and how she filled your head with lies. I hate Mavis Mills. You can't go around playing with people's hearts and think it doesn't affect people. It's not right to lie to people. You and I got past that, but not everybody does. It's wrong. Is that who you keep friends with? People like that?
Hello? Hello?
Really, calm down. Calm down. I need to be calm.
Okay.
You are...
Yeah, I'm calm because this is real. This is real. It's hard to be calm. This is how I feel. You know, it's real easy to pretend, you know, that everything's okay when you're sitting behind Facebook or if you're pretending you're somebody else. But I lost a good friend. There's a dead cat now. And this shit's real. And my girlfriend doesn't want to be my girlfriend most of the time. So how about that? She wants to take down all her pictures. So yeah, this is real. This is real pain. I was in this for real, Belinda. I don't know about you anymore, but my feelings were real. And you said mine weren't. You said I was being insincere, and that really hurts. I'm going back to writing porn, not because I like to. I'm a comic. That's what I want to do. But I'm going back to writing porn because you tell me how bad things are for you, and you need money. So I go to that, and that doesn't mean anything. Because really, it's all about the money, isn't it, most of the time? It's just about the money. I was going to marry you.
It's not about the money.
What?
It's not about the money, but it's really bad.
It's not about the money?
Yeah.
So what's it about, Belinda, in your own words, without a pause, as you reflect?
If it's about the money, I would have left a long time.
Well, have you read your recent Facebook posts? Have you read what you've written to me lately? Wow, your sister sure does have a deep voice.
Hello, I can't hear you.
I said, have you read what you've written to me lately? Because it sure does seem like it's about the money a lot of the times. And I got to tell you, I'm a little hurt that you don't even care that my friend is dead.
Or the cat.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, when you went to see Rita's father when he died, I felt your pain. I was sad for you and for Rita, and you just dismissed the fact that my close friend is dead. You're like, well, forget about it. I can't forget about that. That's on me. That's on you. We're the one who hooked them up. We did that. Yes.
Hello. What have I done?
What have you done? Is that what you've asked me?
I'm sorry for your loss. I never knew Richard has passed away.
Well, what do you think happens, Belinda, when we play with people's lives and emotions? What do you think's gonna happen? Is it really that surprising? The guy was fragile. Mavis had to tell you that. I just didn't realize how fragile. I mean, what do you think happens? Do you think it's just all about fun and games? Like, it's a big ha-ha?
Hello?
Yeah, I gotta go in a couple of minutes because this phone card's gonna run out. If you want to save this relationship, if you love me, if you want to be with me, now's the time to say it. I would say it right now.
I want to be with you, baby.
Well, then some things have got to change, and you got to stop threatening me with leaving. Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
Enter the number you wish to call.
Oh, so it's done. What, I don't know if if she hung up or it sounded like the phone ran out of time.
She's got the emotional capacity of a toll booth clerk.
Well, all right. And her,
you killed me.
Like the thought didn't cross everybody's mind.
We wouldn't do it, and you kill my character. Boy, what's next?
But you know, first of all, here's why I had to do it, because I know that list could go on forever. But in reality, we weren't using the character anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm all in at this point. Because you know, I'm going to go on. So I'm going to stick them with the very real fact that people die over this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going to rock their world. That's the reality I'm going to hit them with. Mm-hmm. And you heard what happened. It shook them.
She was like, da, da, da.
Very like, panic.
There were hands being wrung.
There's not enough people in the hut to deal with this.
There were deep voiced sisters being alarmed and trying.
You
to
guys
get
heard husband too, right?
I thought I heard husband.
Okay, yeah, so did I.
And then she goes, "Oh, I mean, sister, sister with big penis. I mean, sister. Oh my goodness! Oh, I'm so overwrought.
Oh, Joey, let it go. What? A couple weeks ago,
Joe,
you wanted to tell it yourself.
You had to kill the cat.
Joe looks upset that he's
dead. Cat was very attached to you. It had a hammer at home.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, so Davin, you killed Deck Alderaldo. How does the cat eat it? Did you conjure a little kitty noose from the rafters with
the
message?
Here's how the
Whiskers
cat ate
was
it.
Here.
I will tell you how the cat. Mr. Whiskers had unprotected sex with Pip's AIDS kitty.
Oh, no. Oh, there's not
and
enough AZT in
off?
The world for that.
You committed suicide because you were.
How did I do it?
Well, you've had a wide variety of options you floated to us over the past couple of weeks. Pick one, stupid.
We'll go and hang it.
All right. Well, you hung yourself. Right. She really didn't ask, Joe. There wasn't that much because nobody really liked Dick Eldorado.
I don't like Dick.
She didn't even ask.
No.
She was just like, dead?
By the way, Elisa's like known about this since last May. And like every like mother said, does he know he's dead yet? Does he know he's dead yet?
Oh, my God.
That's why she came down here. She wanted to hear.
That's funny.
No, Best is still walking around.
I'm like, shut up, stupid. Don't tell him he's dead.
That's when I go, you killed me? And she just broke out laughing.
She didn't know you were dead comic walking.
dead dick walking.
your dick was dead.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
That's funny.
I can't believe that you killed him. And then you were just like, eat it. Eat it, girl. Eat it. You know, because it's like,
you know what?
He's dead.
Because I'm like, you know what? This is my opportunity to hammer home to this scanning syndicate because there's no longer a mystery.
Right.
You know, at this point, we know what the deal is.
Yeah.
This is my chance to hammer home how serious this is. This is for all the victims.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because, again, mm-hmm. This isn't premeditated. I don't have a game plan. Some of us can think on our feet. You know, I don't have a game plan.
But the funny thing is like, you know, it's like, you know, this is real. All these
We're
idiots
like,
hanging around their mics, laughing.
Giggling.
You don't understand. This is real.
There's the irony, Joe.
And Dick Eldorado's looking at us with puppy dog eyes. I'm done.
Yeah. We're all laughing, except for one guy. He's upset his character's been bumped off.
Listen, you were very sick with the leeches and the wowing chow.
Well, you know what? All in all, it was a matter of time.
There are pieces hanging off of you, buddy.
But you know what, Joe?
I think I'm better off dead.
Is it not a great plot twist?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We weren't using the character anymore.
Lisa says maybe he'll be reincarnated.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
And Trucker Tom says, oh, great, zombie dick.
Nobody likes zombie dick.
Just no. You see the cat go meow.
when did this turn into Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, right.
All right. So, feedback. What do you do?
Wow, that was great.
Joe, was the game raised?
Yeah, it was because you could. Number one, they think Dick Eldorado's dead. But you know what? Like I said, they're heartless, so it's not like
it
they
does.
Really
it does reveal, though. But you know that's the point, though. I want because there's people listening to this that have fallen in love mm-hmm. and they're still holding out hope. Well, maybe they still love me, even if they are. These are cold,
but
heartless
could tell,
people.
You could tell You could tell how heartless they are. If this was a real situation, and it has been for a lot of people, this would be devastating. I mean, for us, it's great radio, and we had a hell of a time laughing our asses off. if it was real, it would be devastating on how heartless and uncaring.
And how she was. Move on.
I've had more emotional transactions
now,
in the bank.
In her defense.
You know?
They're wondering how you survive.
Yeah. So do I.
Now, in her defense, she's she's getting fed lines.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard real emotion from her, and that's joy. And yeah. now I would willing to say she was getting too close.
Oh, yeah.
The husband took her off.
Oh, yeah.
The husband, like some said in the very beginning, there's a man controlling her, and we didn't know
right.
as this was playing out. But now it's very clear. There was man controlling her,
yeah.
and I would guess she was getting too close.
Yep.
That she was like
she
talking
was enjoying
to
the interaction.
Exactly.
Much.
She was yeah. she was getting more from, you know, our BS on our end.
Yeah.
But it's a real human interaction because we like talking to her.
Yeah.
She's fun to talk to, have real conversation
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
And her husband's like, enough of this. There's no money coming in. You look for you're sitting there freaking texting away with stupid on Facebook. I'll take over this.
Right. Now not only that, she's been dealing with, you know, Davin, which has been emotionally, there's an emotional connection there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the husband is telling her to take away. Now she's getting a call. To them, this is real.
Yeah.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't care if you're in Hitler's bunker. If somebody died.
Joe, that might be a bit extreme.
If you're in you're gonna be upset if somebody gets killed. You know?
Not in Hitler's bunker, now.
No.
Maybe that was a bad example, but
I think they are thrown.
Oh.
I have completely flipped the script on them. This is not what they intended. They just want. They thought they had me in a corner. They thought, you know, as Joe said last week, and you know, I agree with many victims would give that money. Now they don't know what to do with it. Because keep in mind, I have a dead friend. I'm hurt. I know hitmen. I know black magic, and I'm an FBI informant.
And another thing you forgot to bring up as well, you're after Mavis now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am putting that fear in them. I am coming for you guys.
You're coming for them.
Yeah. So fear is a real thing. And they know, if they look at the script, if they talk to this Belinda, he's a little crazy.
Oh, duh.
And the thing is, they're not looking at the script. You're talking to the old guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the person you were typing with. This is the old people that know the background. They don't need to read a script. They were there. But
yeah, so she knows that you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. These
new
people don't
the
know
new people
all
you've
the
been
crazy.
You could write that till the cows come. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Chief, whatever
I could just imagine them feeding her lines, and she's like, all right, I'll say this, but you have no idea what you're dealing with.
Yeah, really. It's like, no.
Mention porn. Sidetrack him. And maybe he'll write a script with you. Yeah. Go to our happy place.
Yeah, don't talk about the mob. Don't talk about the FBI. Oh, my God.
Right.
Not the black magic, not the juju, man.
Right.
Not the black magic again. That really legitimately scared her, the black magic
It did
stuff.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And that was Mavis you scared, right?
No, that was Belinda.
Belinda.
Oh, was
I
Belinda.
Gave up black magic for Belinda.
Yes.
That's a show of my love, Joe. And I threw that in there before I even knew about juju men.
I know.
I just threw that in there for the heck of it.
One of the greatest things in the world for these people that scam people and hurt people and stuff, watching them in a panic, backpedaling.
Oh,
nobody's
yes.
done that. Nobody
can't have done to that level because it sounded like humana, humana, humana,
humana.
You
have taken something that they have destroyed people with.
Yes.
Brought it to their front doorstep. Laid it out like a cat drops a dead bird on a mat and watched them dance around it.
That was all in the moment. I was talking here on the phone line and everything, and I'm like, we're going all in.
Did you plan to kill him off the top of your head?
I took it off the top of my head.
Because I'm going, who is he talking about, the woman who made it all go away and has blood on her hands? Where are we going with this? I had no idea.
I knew where we were.
You did?
As soon as I didn't know he was going to kill me.
You should have.
Blood. When I heard blood, I'm like, it's got to be Mavis. Who else could it be? And then you go, Mavis. And he goes, you heard Mavis. And then somebody died. And I'm like, uh-oh. I shouldn't have leased that new car.
Well, you sell them. Dick sells cars.
I felt like I'm on a sitcom, and I got this. I shouldn't have leased that house.
I hope you got yourself a good deal, Dick.
Joe's like, well, they haven't called me up to do a scene in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to do a scene. Uh-oh.
Oh,
maybe
no.
My contract's not getting renewed. What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Not even the cat. Wow, how are we going to eat?
We're dropping your option, Dick.
God,
Alvarado.
I feel like one of my acting friends could lose his apartment. Ah, they killed me.
You have no idea how forward my wife was looking to that. For her to come downstairs to where we're doing the show.
Well, I'm getting into the story. At least you don't know. I get into the story a lot, and I look like I'm not paying attention, but I'm deep into it. So I'm listening. And listen, I go, Lise, why is Lise down?
Everybody wants to see Dick die.
Everybody gather around sharing earbuds. What's going on? Oh, my God.
This is real. Oh, look, I was seeing menagerie hanging out. This is real.
That was the funniest part. It's like, this is real. Now we're getting real.
But
it's
that
like,
was, that
no,
was,
we've never you know, been real.
And that was heavy. And the funny thing is silence. Now, in a negotiation, silence is used to negotiate. Not that you're trying to negotiate something, but silence, they say, in a negotiation is very powerful
mm-hmm.
because it forces somebody to jump
yep.
or somebody
yes.
to move.
Yep.
And right. with that, there was a lot of it. And you and I'm sitting there listening going, I wonder what she's going to do. I wonder how she's going to jump on this because
yeah.
they're, it's a game of chess. In that silence, it's like, where are they going to put their chess piece on this one?
And it was great because then fake Davin goes, I like to legitimize, make the difference between the one sitting here and
yeah.
fake Davin, who's woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Well, not much of a difference.
No, but fake Davin's like, I'm waiting for you to say something. But, you know, basically put your cards on the table. And she's like, okay, I need a writer in here. You know, I mean,
it was a good. It was actually a good game of chess is what it was.
Yeah.
Well,
who's
the biggest MF-er in this playing?
Well, you wound up, because you had him scrambling. Nobody's
yeah.
ever had him scrambling like that.
No, this is not the script.
I mean, you know.
This is not what they thought
no.
was going to happen.
Well,
they were almost out the day before she tried to break up with
she
me.
Was like,
or he
like,
tried to break up with me.
Well, he tried to break up with you. He was like, look, you can't help me, so out of here. But then you're going, is it all about the money? No, it's not all about the money. Well, there's blood on hands. What?
Right.
What?
Now, think about this.
This is a new argument with him.
You know, Belinda and who maybe it's Ishmael or whoever's there, okay? For all facts and purposes, they really weren't involved with this anymore.
Yeah.
Okay?
They have no idea that it's gone south.
They have no idea it's gone
yeah.
south. Now, the scammers that are playing hardball, okay,
yeah.
they're going to get a phone call
oh,
and
boy.
Go, look, you got a problem. Well, what do you mean? Because they're calling us. Well, they're calling. No, we sold you to them. You got a problem.
Yeah.
Because they're going to call us. So eventually somebody, they're all going to be sitting down for lunch or something like that and figuring out what the
who
hell
ordered
they're
the
doing.
Bugs and rice?
You know, right, yeah. Who are they're going to have their
you
own
got rice?
They're going to have their own pickle meeting. And because they've got
I
problems.
I hope they go to Goldberg's to get it catered.
Yes.
That would be the smart choice.
So I don't, you know, it could be the end of the story. It could, you know, there's a lot of damage that went on.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
Yeah. He's not feeling quite as well, I said, pointing to
Dick. Keep in mind, our fans,
yes,
much more so than Joe,
yes,
doubted me after all I've done.
Yes.
After all the nonsense I've purveyed.
Here's where the doubt was. Initially, in my mind, the phone call, in my mind, was being made with the new scammer. Not going back to
Belinda.
Oh, they
were there, Joe. The new scammer was there.
We don't know.
In the form of husband?
Yes, the new scammer was whoever I was talking to had to rush home to feed her lines. That's
yes.
who the new scammer. That's the husband.
That's how you
I'm
feel.
Thinking.
Absolutely. There's not a doubt in my mind.
You don't think
okay.
it was sold? You were sold.
I'm sure I've been sold throughout, but recently, that's who I'm dealing with.
It's the husband.
It's the husband. He's having his wife do this for some extra income and everything. The daughter, Kasha,
mm-hmm.
is probably their daughter.
Yeah.
Remember, I never got an explanation of how the husband died. He just
right.
disappeared.
He just, yeah.
Exactly.
He was offed.
Exactly. She would never answer that because they didn't have that in the
answer. No, you know what? She killed him off because it served her story.
To get closer to me.
Yes, of course.
But yes, the guy.
I just see this moped going through town really fast. Cutting in and out of oxes. Yeah, for the ring, the phone rings because stupid's calling.
There's an ox signal that goes
yeah.
in the air. There's a multi-million customer at stake. We need to get on the phone.
Because
remember, I still got the money.
Yeah.
I still got the money through all this, and my marriage is not going well.
Like the way he just looks at Elise really quick. Not really funny.
I'll be honest. There was time she was not happy with my shenanigans. But yeah. now that you've heard it played out...
It's very funny that you just said that because Lisa said in here, you are the king of shenanigans. You rock, Davin.
All hail the king of shenanigans. Hey, on that note, we will do the fallout of this.
Next week. Oh, God.
We will
do wait.
The fallout. We got to thank a couple people. Jeff, why don't before you get out of here, why don't you hop on and tell us a little bit about your fine restaurant. Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Talking to the mic.
There you go.
Restaurant. Breakfast, lunch, dining room. We do corned beef, pastrami, brisket, knishes. We do catering. I have table service. It's a great place, very family-oriented.
What's the name of the place again?
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli.
If somebody could just come in for the first time, what is the one thing you would recommend?
Pastrami.
I've had the pastrami. You can't go wrong with the Goldberg's
pastrami.
What's the address of Goldberg's?
69 Brookside Ave, Chester, New York, right next to the McDonald's.
And the phone number?
469-8505.
And the area code is 845. If you're in the lower Hudson Valley, I definitely recommend it. Jeff, we want to thank you for coming in, supporting the show, hanging out.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. It was great. Had a blast.
Take your CD with you.
Take my CD.
I think we might have some stuff for Volume 2 based on this.
Yes. Wow.
All right. Well, thank you again, Jeff.
Jeff, thanks so much. Yeah.
Good night.
We'll see you soon. Take care, sweetie. Be good. Nice.
He's not talking to Jeff, by the way. He's talking to Joseph. Yeah.
Yes, he was. Nice. Yes, he was.
All right. Let's also thank some other places. Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And when you call, don't forget to, make your reservations. Comedy show October 10th. Eric McGann's the headliner. Joe Curry's going to be there. You're going to want to see Joe. Pip's going to be there. It's going to be a good time. I should be hanging out there. So you definitely want to come on October 10th. And, of course, Side-Splitting Productions. If you need a comedian, DJ, murder mystery, anything for your entertainment needs, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or... give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Tell me you're a fan of the show. We will give you a discount. Pip, is Mr. Helix going to be anyplace?
No.
Joe, I know you're someplace.
Yes, this Thursday I'll be at Coyote Maverick.
Sounds fancy.
Yep, up in
Yeah,
I'll be working in Connecticut, but it's pretty much the
You want my cowboy hat?
Yeah, no, thank you. No. I'll be at Coyote Maverick. It's going to be in Danbury, Connecticut. It's going to be on 48 Newtown Road. Showtime will be at 7:30. Also, if you're into gambling on Saturday, I will be at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. Showtime will be 8 o'clock. So come on, actually 9 o'clock. So come on, no, it's, nope, 9 o'clock.
Get there. Go by 7 just to be safe.
Go with 7. So Coyote Maverick on Thursday in Danbury, and then I will be at Mohegan Sun on Saturday in Uncasville.
We still have tickets for our live event on October 11th in Allentown, Pennsylvania, at the Allentown Brew Pub. It's going to be a lot of good stuff. Like I said at the top of the show, going to be a stand-up comedy. Going to be stuff, some scamming stuff, some little scammer porn, complete with visual aids, so you can use your imagination for that. Some games for the show. What are we doing? I think we're doing you're going to do God porn or you porn? God or lover.
God or lover.
And I'm going to do some boozy or floozy.
Right.
For the show. It's going to be a good time. We're going to give out prizes. Please reserve early, because seating is limited. Guys, this has been fun.
Yes.
We got more things to handle next week. It's been a roller coaster of a ride. Joe, I hope you've calmed down enough. I know I killed you, but in the grand scheme of things... it's not the worst thing I did. But this was fun. You guys have fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening, and see you next Tuesday.